This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Israel says it has agreed to extend the truce with Hamas for at least one more day. The Israeli Defense Forces tweeted in Hebrew that in light of the mediator's efforts to continue the process of releasing the abductees and subject to the terms of the agreement, the ceasefire will continue. The statement came about 15 minutes before the truce was to end early Thursday. U.S. President Joe Biden spoke about an American woman released on Wednesday.
Leah Panin is safe in Egypt. She's crossed the border. I talked with her mother and father. They're very appreciative, and things are moving well. She'll soon be home with her three children.
One of the commanding figures in the U.S. foreign policy of the 20th century, Henry Kissinger, has died. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
So what are the news tickers saying, Henry?
February 1973.
They say North Vietnam said today that the way is clear now to resume releases of U.S. prisoners of war. That's the lead on AP.
That recording from the Nixon Library and the National Archives, President Nixon speaking with then National Security Advisor Henry Kissinger. Kissinger dominated foreign policy as the U.S. extricated itself from Vietnam and broke down barriers with China.
A conflict between China and the United States
in 2012
would be a disaster for both countries.
Kissinger said improving relations with China should be the preferred course.
And it would be impossible to describe what a victory would look like.
Henry Kissinger was 100. Ben Thomas, Washington.
As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. After a fatal U.S. Air Force crash of an Osprey, Japan says they'll suspend their own flights of the aircraft. Rescuers search waters off Japan for seven U.S. Air Force personnel who Osprey crashed during a training exercise. One person was found dead in the sea Wednesday, according to the Japanese Coast Guard. Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives are considering a formal vote to authorize the impeachment inquiry of President Biden. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
The probe began 2 months ago without an authorization vote, but GOP leaders are now pondering one, with White House lawyers arguing the investigation lacks constitutional legitimacy. While House Speaker Mike Johnson says Republicans have uncovered proof of Biden corruption,
these facts are alarming.
The probe has yielded no direct evidence of presidential wrongdoing.
I think our question is, impeach for what?
California Democrat Pete Aguilar says the GOP move is solely to please the former twice impeached president.
Yet another attempt to make him happy.
Donald Trump has been pushing the GOP to impeach his successor as payback. Johnson visited with Trump in Florida last week. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The top U.S. cyber defense agency says hackers are targeting industrial control systems widely used by water and sewage treatment utilities. We get more from the AP's Lisa Dwyer.
The U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency issued the warning after a hacking group claimed credit for disabling a controller at a water utility near Pittsburgh. The attack effectively shut down pumping equipment Saturday at a station that regulates water pressure in two towns, forcing them to switch to manual backup. The attackers likely accessed the device by exploiting cybersecurity weaknesses, including poor password security and exposure to the internet. The equipment, identified as vulnerable, is used across multiple industries, including electric utilities and oil and gas producers. The Cyber Defense Agency is urging water and wastewater utilities to take steps to protect their facilities. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
NATO member Finland has closed its last remaining border crossing with Russia. The move Wednesday comes after the government decided to seal the entire border with its eastern neighbor amid rising political tensions between the two countries. The decision to close the entire 1,340-kilometer border was made by Finland's government on Tuesday over concerns Moscow is using migrants to wage hybrid warfare to destabilize the Nordic country following its entry into NATO. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.